This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. Stefan, what's been happening in that crazy world of travel?
I think there's a couple of things that happened. Ryanair, we talked about Ryanair a few weeks ago, and they had a lot of cancellation. The pilots aren't happy. There were strikes. So they issued refunds to their customers, as you do. You know, it's normal. Unfortunately, those checks bounced. So when people went to cash the checks, they realized they weren't signed and they couldn't cash them. So Ryanair apologized. I don't know. I
mean, they've really got a checkered history, that airline, don't they?
It's a beautiful airline, I think, I wouldn't fly with, but you know, I know you do.
I can remember where you can buy seats on Ryanair for only 1p.
I guess you get what you paid for, and you can't expect customer service if you pay 1p.
You do, but how they got themselves in such a financial mess and a pilot mess is beyond me. But, you know, they're one of those European low-cost carriers that you go from A to B and you're lucky if you get there.
Yes, mostly, yeah.
What else have you got for us?
Well, I've got a little bit of, you know...
You really polished that turd, Russ.
Plane spotting.
Oh, yes, I love doing it. Have you ever been to an airport and done that yourself?
I've never done it. I probably would do too much of it if I started. You know, it's a thing. I feel like it's the kind of thing I would get into quite badly and I'd become one of the nerds. But it can be quite unsafe because a poor 12-year-old boy was blasted and injured. Blasted when a plane landed in Skiathos in Greece.
Well, he must have been very close to the runway.
Well, it was still behind the fence, but yeah, it's quite close to the runway. So it's not just nerdy, it's also dangerous.
All right, so you've got to watch that plane spotting.
I like to
pretend that I'm a bit of a plane spotter, and I like to sit in a car with, you know, people who've got nothing to do with travel, and I go, oh, there's a Cathay Pacific plane. Oh, look, there's one.
Yeah, I'm quite good at recognising the tails, but that's about it.
Don't ask me to go for a Boeing 737LR extended posh version or something
with winglets.
Couldn't do it. No idea. What else have you got for us, Dol?
Oh, and a travel agent in the UK, Chewy. I've been accused of being a little bit sexist. Do you know how they give out those packs to kids to keep them entertained during the flights?
Yeah.
So they've got these gender-neutral packs with stickers that say, one sticker said future captain and the other one future cabin crew. So in keeping with the gender-neutral, the cabin crew decided to give them out to future cabin crew to girls and future captain to boys. So
that's not
quite gender neutral.
For me, I would have wanted a future cabin crew one. One of my wildest dreams is to be one of those flight attendants in the sky.
I can see you in one of those kicky scarves worn on a jaunty angle.
It wouldn't be chicken or beef with me. It'd be beef or cow. Beef or cow.
I did apply to be a cabin crew.
Did you?
In the
I did
UK,
too.
Yeah.
And, did you really?
I was interviewed and I didn't get through.
I got through.
Did they give you any feedback?
No.
Oh.
And this was one of the really weird interviews that lasted around 6 hours where you were in group and had to do some group thing, and it was quite awful, to be honest.
So you had to point at the doors and...
Yeah. No, we had to organise things in boxes and decide what we were going to take on the train that had so many customers and what items needed to be... And it was quite tedious.
I got a job as a flight attendant with one of Australia's airlines, but they wanted me to be in their Darwin base.
Oh.
And I just, you know... I thought long and hard about it, and it's always been one of my dreams to be able to don one of those gorgeous outfits that the girls wear and you know, point your fingers towards the exits and put that gas mask over your mouth and do all of that stuff.
Oxygen mask,
if I do mean that. But then it came to being based in Darwin, and I thought, you know...
Darwin is not the bad place.
I lived in Darwin for four years.
If only I'd known you, I would have taken the job.
And... Hawaii.
Not the best place to go. There's a hurricane in Hawaii at the moment. I tell you what, you've got to watch this weird world that we all live in these days. We've got Bali and Lombok and the Gillies all having earthquakes, and now we've got little old Maui in Aloha Land, where a great big Hurricane Lane has come through and swept its way and blown Maui off the face of the earth with lots of mudslides and everything. So the question...
You're not selling Hawaii to us today.
Look, Hawaii sells itself, doesn't it? What? The question I often get asked as a travel consultant is what happens when you find yourself in these situations?
So what happens?
Always, 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 the first thing you need to do is contact your travel insurance company. And what they then do is they go into action. So they activate your policy, they activate the emergency file, and what their job is supposed to, they are supposed to contact the airlines, they're supposed to get you out of there on the next available flight. You can also contact your travel agent. But often best to, if you're in a hotel room, for example, and there's an earthquake or a hurricane, best to go straight to the hotel staff and follow their instructions.
It's and often, panic in their direction.
I know I've had people... Yeah, exactly right. People do panic and quite... I had some people in Cuba last year when the hurricane flew into Cuba and they said it was dreadful because the phone lines were down, they couldn't contact anybody, so it was a bit of batten down the hatches, but it's always a good idea to, you know, travel insurance is the way to go and always best to call your travel insurance company.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.